you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk to you about planning realistically. Now, I want you to imagine when you think about planning your day, what happens? Sometimes our brain's like, oh, we should just plan everything like it's going to work out great. Nothing's going to get in our way, exactly how we want it to go. And then what happens is we show up to that day, life is happening all around us, and then we can't follow through, and then we feel terrible about ourselves. What I want to encourage you to do is actually plan realistically. I want you to think about what your day is going to be like and plan for that. Because what can actually end up happening is when we set ourselves to plan for this ideal thing, we can't hit it, then we feel terrible. And we also think that we shouldn't plan anymore because it's not working. But what I want to offer you is when you plan realistically, you can plan realistically, you can meet it, and then you feel great about yourself and you want to keep doing it. A couple things you might want to look at as far as planning realistically, like when do I want to do things? Like, I'm not going to plan recording content at like 6 p.m. Why? Because I'm definitely not going to want to do it. I'm going to plan it at a time where it makes the most sense for me. The second thing you want to look out for is what are things that come up and what are things that often come up that we can plan for. So maybe we don't know exactly when these things are going to happen, when someone's going to call you, or maybe your kids need you, or things take longer than you thought they would. Like whatever things you think of that can like routinely come up that could take you off your plan, I want you to just plan for those things to happen. And that could just look simply as like, okay, I'm not going to plan these 2 hours because something might come up. Or I know once a week this thing comes up, I don't know what day. So I'm just going to leave that space. So like maybe it's like on Friday, you're like, here's this 2 hour block. And then if I need to move that to Wednesday, then the things that I was going to do on Wednesday, I'm just going to move on to Friday. So I really want you to think through like, what are the things that could come up? And also, when will I want to do them? When will I be more likely to feel like doing the thing? And also, I want to encourage you to not plan the whole thing. Think very strategically. Like if I were to plan 1 hour and I showed up to that hour, I could feel great about myself. If I were to plan 8 hours and then I don't show up to that, I'm going to feel terrible about myself. I want you to work through like how can you set yourself up for success with your calendar and planning your time? Because when you're in this state of success, you want to keep going. And if you want to build more of that state of success, if you want to create commitment so that you can keep going after your goals, then go to createcommitment.com to sign up for the waitlist for my course, How to Create Commitment.